You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, well, I think the first thing that I would say is probably that I think feminism is more than an ideology. So if we think about an ideology as being a set of ideas that's related to, you know, to power relations, feminism certainly is that, but it's also, I think, a way of seeing your place in the world and a way of thinking about what you can do in the world and a way of thinking about others as well. So it's a kind of broad normative philosophy and an ideology. And for me, what it means is being committed to achieving fair play and equality for all genders. I probably would have said women a few years ago, but now I'd broaden that and I just say really for people of all genders. So it's about fair play and justice and a chance to, you know, live free and autonomous lives. That's what it kind of boils down to. It's for me, and also I think it's important to recognise that this means for other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we think about feminism, we can often go to the historical, but what do you think it means to be a feminist in this current age?
Well, this is a really debated question because there's a lot of sort of, one thing to know about feminism, it's a really big term, and some people say feminisms, so I'll just stick to feminism, but it is really big and broad, and there's a lot of internal difference about what people think it means. And for some people, this is like a problem because you've got to sort out, oh, what is feminism really? But I always take a pluralist approach to things, and I don't think you do have to sort that out, and it's possible to have different approaches. So that said, right, so it does mean different things, and sometimes there's some debate about, you know, whether young women now who call themselves feminists, you know, I don't know, inspired by, you know, Beyonce or people like that, you know, is that really feminism? There's a lot of debate over the is that really feminism, which I always think is completely missing the point. So what I would say it means in today's age is it's a lot of things, and it can be, it's going to mean different things to different people, but there's got to be a unified core there. And I think that that core is that feminism is something that you believe touches your own life and your own, or shapes your own life and your own sense of identity, and it's got to include a commitment to fairness and justice for other people as well. So so I would say today, yeah, it's absolutely obviously issues like getting the vote and public issues like that, you know, equal pay for equal work, issues around sexual violence. These have long been issues for feminists since the 19th century, and they still are today, but it can also include your own understanding, people's own understanding of their own life path and the way that power can shape our view of gender power relations, can shape our view of who we are, and a commitment to trying to live a sort of a better, fairer life and to help other people achieve that too. So I think this is kind of pretty common to feminists, whether or not they're, you know, advocating pussy power or whether they're, you know, taking some more sort of conservative, some sort of conservative line. It's very pluralist, but I think there are still some real fundamental uniting principles. You've got to care about feminism for shaping your own life and identity, and you have to be committed to thinking about other people as well.
Yeah, I kind of did want to go along that line of these different ideologies and the rise of intersectionality in particular becoming such a big part of the conversation these days. How much do you think that is potentially fracturing feminism?
Well, I guess I probably wouldn't use the word fracturing, but sometimes people do. I think it's more like, so I think intersectionality has been completely accepted as an essential aspect for thinking about feminism. And I think it's more like revealing the different kinds of experience that were already there. That's the way I see it, I think. And so in the past, when feminism was kind of more uniters, sometimes there was sort of an erasing of different kinds of difference that we see with intersectionality, and now they're sort of, they've all, you know, they're all sort of out there and they're all being expressed, and sometimes this leads to tension because different feminist intersectional positions don't always take the same position on things, and that's kind of okay, I think, and what you'd expect. So I think it does sort of bring out the differences. But one thing I think I would say is that it's still, I think, really possible for feminists right across intersectional difference with sexuality and race and ethnicity and religion and all of that to unite on some basic things. And I think, you know, we see evidence of that. Some of the threats to fairness and equality for women and for all genders are so basic and they're so essential that, you know, people can unite across them, across intersectional difference. And I think we do see quite a lot of campaigns, internet campaigns, and also, you know, marches and, you know, actual in-person protests that show people from a range of intersectional differences. So the difference has always been there. Now it's kind of out there in the open, but I don't think it's a negative thing for feminism.
Mm. There's always been this kind of pushback against feminism, and particularly in regards to the word. People can look at that word and sometimes think it's meaning female supremacy. What's your response to that?
Oh, yeah, this is really true. Feminism just has such a, as a term, it's so scary. It's such a scary term, you know, and so many young women and men, you know, don't want to use it. So I think that might be getting a little bit better. And it's always associated with stereotypes that, you know, like probably never were true and certainly haven't been true for a long time. And as for the female supremacy, I mean, I just think that's, you know, that's just such an untrue characterization of what feminism is all about. It really is about freedom for everybody. But does it still get tarred that way by conservatives and, you know, people who are anti-feminist? Absolutely. And they, you know, can be very effective in using a sort of a feminist bogeyman against it to young men and women, you know, and make feminism seem like something all really sort of, you know, scary and something that you wouldn't want to be involved with. So you hear a lot of people say things like, I'm not a feminist, but, you know. And I always think when I hear that, I think, why are you saying that? Why are you not a feminist? You know, don't you believe in equality and fairness for everybody across gender? And if I ask them that, they'd probably say yes. But what they're saying is, I don't want the label.
Mm. Yeah, so people tend to shift towards the label egalitarian or equalist more often because that feels more comfortable.
I think that's okay, you know, and a lot of those egalitarians, because the labels don't matter that much. So, you know, a lot of people who take that egalitarian, so I haven't heard of equalism, but that egalitarian approach, you know, probably would be feminist. They don't necessarily want the label. So a lot of us are perfectly happy with the label, but you can still, you know, be committed to the right values without the label, I think.
Mm. How much do you think the framing of feminism in our media has contributed towards that kind of anxiousness?
A lot. really, really a lot. I mean, it used to be worse than it is. I do think in the last, I don't know, 3 years or so, feminism has become, I mean, there's a lot of discussion of this has kind of become cool again. And, you know, I mean, you do see some more positive framing. But, you know, I mean, the media is a big, broad term and a lot of it's very conservative and it reflects those kinds of conservative attitudes. And it kind of mounts, you know, a lot of media, you know, the more conservative right-wing media will mount scare campaigns, you know, against feminism. You know, I think sometimes this stuff can stick. I do think it's important. I personally think feminism should be just totally normalized in the media so that, oh yeah, I'm a feminist would be kind of like saying, excuse me, I think fairness is a good thing. I'm a greenie. That's right. It'd be like saying I'm a greenie. I'm an environmentalist. I believe in climate change. Those kinds of things. I know it's happening. Those kinds of things. It should be just as normal to say, hey, I'm a feminist. But people get very anxious about, you know, sexuality and, you know, and sex and, you know, and I think it's feminism. It can easily be used as a scare. The label can be used to scare people.
Mm. I just briefly want to jump back to something you said earlier. You said a few years ago you would say equality for women, and now you say equality for gender. Do you think there is a greater push for recognizing how men are affected under a patriarchy?
Oh, yeah, I really do. Yeah, that's been going for a little while now, but it's still definitely there because, after all, I mean, that is what it's about. Like, everybody has a gender and, you know, and everybody is affected by a patriarchal system. And, you know, while some people are affected worse than others, everybody's affected negatively in some ways. So I do think there's concern about that. But also, I guess I was thinking about non-binary approaches to gender and thinking about the experience of trans people and, you know, queer people more generally. And I think, as you know, that this has had a big influence on how we think about feminism now, the consciousness that gender and sexuality touches a lot of people's lives in these different ways. So even if you might, I would still use the shorthand term feminist, but I would always think about it as including people in those different gender categories and different sexuality categories, and of course men.
Absolutely. That's all my questions. Did you have any other comments you want to make, though?
I think it is pretty exciting that feminism is now being talked about a lot more and, you know, even the whole celebrity phenomenon, because there's quite some controversy about that, and some older feminists are like, oh, you know, celebrities, it's easy for them to call themselves feminists. But my view is that it's good that, you know, the words are put out there and the ideas are put out there. And if, you know, like, you know, some, you know, big popular singer is happy to call herself a feminist, and that makes all her younger women fans or men fans look at that word and think, God, it's not so scary. I think that's a really good start.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.